A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Brachas Chaf Gimel, Brachas 23a, pagination page 45. We're going to start from the first wide line towards the middle of the line. Our theme this morning is two areas of preparing for davening properly, to make sure that you're really ready to daven. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hanitzrach l'nikava, a person who needs his holes. Literal translation, just to appreciate the origin of the term. It means a person who needs to go to the bathroom. Al yispalel, he should not daven. V'im hispalel, and if he did daven, tefilaso to'eva, the tefillah is an abomination. In some cases, la halacha, it actually would be rejected. In halacha, we make a difference between liquid or solid, etc. But the theme is that a person should use the bathroom beforehand. Some of the origin is based on psukim, which the Gemara will mention coming up. Another source for it is Kol atzmoso tomarno Hashem michamocha, all of my innards, all of my bones should declare Hashem's praise. And if a person is dirty on the inside, then it's improper. You're standing in front of Hashem and Hashem sees the entire person straight through, like X-ray vision as we would express it. And therefore a person should clean up before he presents himself. If we take it a little bit more Kabbalistically, esoterically, so the human being is similar to the ner, to a light, generating light. Like by Hanukkah, we clean out the ner, it should look beautiful. So here also we're cleaning out in order that it should generate a beautiful light. Omer Rav Zvid v'itemer Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ela she'eno yochol lishos ba'atzmo. One of the criteria is that he's not able to hold it in. Avalam yachalishas ba'atzmo. If he's able to hold it in, tefilaso tefila, it is considered a legitimate tefila. So if a person has a slight urge, that's not a requirement to use the bathroom. Sometimes a person's in a situation where if he'd run to the bathroom, he'd miss the minyan, etc. So we have to take that into account. Ve'ad kama, how long does he have to be able to hold it in order that it shouldn't be imminent need, which requires him to use the bathroom first before davening. Rav Sheshes at Parsa, a length of time that he could travel a Parsa. But again, as is recommended, a person should make an effort to clean out before davening, so that the body is in a state of cleanliness and purity. There's an interesting Gemara on Amud Beis, if you turn over with me, towards the middle of the page, or I should say the middle of the wide lines. The first words on the line are She'ein Olav Teshuva, and then there's a two dots. And over here we have a Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Harotzi Likonis L'Seudas Keva, a person who wants to enter into an official meal, meaning a real sit-down dinner. So Rashi says the problem that he's confronting is that the person does not want to have to use the bathroom in the middle because it's an official dinner and everybody's sitting down, doesn't want to have to excuse himself. So he wants to make the effort to clean out beforehand. So what's recommended if he's going into a meal? What should he do if he tries the bathroom and he can't go? So what should he do? What can he do? What remedy could we recommend? And obviously this recommendation could apply as well when a person is trying to use the bathroom before davening. So the Gemara says, Mahalech asara pa'amim dalad amos. He should go 10 times, 4 amos, 4 paces. Or dalad amos, 4 dalad pa'amim, 4 times, Yud Amos, 10 Amos, 10 paces. V'yifane, and Rashi says, and between each time, whether it's 4 times the longer distance or 10 times the shorter distance, he should make an effort to sit down and try to go. V'achakach nichnas, and then he can go into the dinner, into the meal, because it'll be effective. Rashi says, because walking and then trying enables the body easier to eliminate the waste. So that's the first criteria that we're mentioning today, that a person should make an effort to use the bathroom before davening. It's a method of preparing for davening. The pasuk, Hochin l'kras alokecha Yisrael, prepare yourselves, Yisrael, before you present yourself to the king. Another item that a person should be aware of when preparing for davening can be found here on Amud Beis, pagination 46, 4 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanon, the third character on the line. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Lo yechaz odom tefillin biyado, a person should not be holding tefillin in his hand. V'sefer Torah bizro'o, or a sefer Torah by his arm. V'yispalol as he davens. What the Gemara is referring to here is that a person will not be able to concentrate if he's holding something significant in his hands that would cause him to be afraid to concentrate on the davening. He's afraid to be distracted from the tefillin that he's holding because they might drop. The Sefer Torah by his arm, he's afraid that if he forgets it, he's going to drop it. And therefore, as a result, he's not properly paying attention to davening. And therefore, he should make the effort to put these items, in this case, sanctified items that he's afraid to drop, he should make an effort to put them down somewhere so that he's not distracted during davening and instead he can concentrate on the tefillah. Obviously, holding a sitter during davening is not a problem because we assume that he's using the sitter for the davening and it's part of the concentration and it's not going to be considered a distraction. If you'll drop down 2 lines, the first word on the line is arai, and we see Omar Shmuel. Shmuel adds on additional items that a person should not hold during davening. Sakin, a knife, could be dangerous if he drops it, and therefore he's going to concentrate too much on holding it. Umaos, money. Ukaara, and a plate. Vikikar, or a loaf of bread. Hare'elu kayotze bohen, they have the same halacha as this, that a person should make sure to put them down before davening in a safe place, in order to set oneself up so that we can concentrate properly during davening. Thank you very much for joining. Have a wonderful day. A good Shabbos. Kol Tov.